tuning in to the online broadcast network, AfterBuzz TV. Over 20 million weekly downloads in over 150 countries and your number one source for after-show entertainment. TV, the destination for TV superfans, producing aftershows for over 300 of your favorite TV shows, interviewing celebrities and showrunners, and bringing you behind-the-scenes exclusives. All thanks to E! Entertainment's Maria Menounos, producer Kevin Undergaro, and internet leader Akamai. Now, let the buzz begin! Can you keep it
sweat this morning? We always do a mini dance party, yeah? Well, hello, AfterBuzzers. We're here doing another Pretty Little Liars after show for you all. Of course, we are streaming live on YouTube, and you can always find us on YouTube at youtube.com/AfterBuzzTV and on iTunes and SoundCloud. So there's many ways to get at us, comment, let us know what your theories are on this show. There's so much going on Pretty Little Liars. Of course, we're in season 5, episode 18, Oh, What Hard Luck Stories They Hand Me. And it was a fun episode, but let's go ahead and introduce our special guest first. Hi, Cody.
Hi.
Hi, Cody Christian, of course, playing Mike on Pretty Little Liars.
That's right.
Can we get some applause?
Woo! We can applause. Woo! Yeah.
There we go.
Yes. So exciting. Of course, I'm Stephanie Wanger, and joining me, new to the panel.
Hey, Hannah Pritchard, and you can tweet at me at the Hotshot Dude.
Hey guys, I'm Kristen Strange, just at Kristen Strange.
Exactly. Keeping it simple, you and I.
Yeah.
All right. So let's jump into this episode tonight. What did you guys think? I know this one had a lot going on. I felt like I kept taking more and more notes.
I did too. I felt like I
more confused
than I was before.
So many more questions tonight than answers.
Yeah,
that's what I felt like, because I feel like in the last few weeks
we got answers,
and not tonight. There were a lot more questions. I really liked the fact though that it was like it kind of took a different turn. I feel like we kind of had all these love stories, and tonight there was a lot about like luck and. I loved the machine, the new machine.
That thing was so cool.
The whisper machine. I said in real life, I feel like it would be a terrible thing to have. Like you would not want anyone's secrets out there.
No, I think it's going to be bad news.
Oh, totally.
You think like something's going to happen with it?
Yeah.
There's totally going to be an A moment
with
that.
Here's what's going to happen. There's going to be a crowd, and someone's going to say something into the machine in like a voice detector, and they're going to be like, oh my God, who was it? And then they're going to see a red coat or something.
Yep.
Drive off.
Interesting.
True.
Interesting.
It's probably going to happen.
Predicting it.
I mean, I feel like you guys are right. On this show, there's no reason. They don't introduce anything for just like, oh, this is a fun machine that everyone's going to tell their secrets to.
Although it did get Spencer and Johnny closer.
Yes, I like that.
Oh, are you a fan of the Spencer?
I think I am. I like Johnny.
I do, too.
I like him on the show.
He's a very charismatic guy.
Really?
Yeah, he is.
Good to know. It comes through in his character.
Yeah. I like him and Spencer together. He's good for her.
Yeah.
Because Toby's not so great right now.
I know. He's been getting on my nerves. Mm-hmm. Sorry. But he has.
I agree. No, I mean, I feel like they're going to come back around. They're one of those couples that are endgame. We always talk about it.
I don't think they are.
Yeah.
Oh,
wait,
you guys are making
me... What is that endgame?
Like,
they're going to end up together eventually.
Okay. It's only going to be Ezra and Arya that end up together, let's be honest. That's about it.
That's all anyone cares about.
It's true.
No, I'm just... That's just us.
you're me. It's fine. We own it. It's all good. We get tweets about how much we talk about them, so it's fine.
You can't not.
I don't know. So what did you think tonight? You have a big storyline coming up, obviously.
Yeah, it was
next.
Like, hey, here's Mike.
Yeah,
here's Mike.
Yeah. Mike in your face tonight. I'm super excited. There's so much more to come in the next couple episodes. So just being able to, you know, to play this out, you know, when I was reading the scripts, it was very exciting to kind of see the story arc that my character was given.
Yeah, added some new levels for your character. Mm-hmm. I don't trust him anymore.
Some new dark levels.
Yeah.
You know what? I kind of think he's just on drugs.
What?
Whoa. I do. Bold statement.
Yeah,
I kind of think he's... Because I just think they're pushing... Like, it's like, hey, here's Mike. He's acting sketchy.
So you think he's paying for his drugs with candy at the lake?
Yes.
Sour
I mean... I don't know how it's done in Pennsylvania, but maybe that's how it's done.
I feel like I was the only person who, when I saw the bag that he was holding, could not figure out for the first scene. I was like, what is he holding? What is that?
Even in the close-up, you couldn't tell?
Well, no. Once they came back.
What? I don't know.
No, it was actually in your hand. Yeah, I couldn't.
It took a lot for me to not eat those when we were filming.
I believe that.
I would imagine.
I love sour candy. Yeah. Love it.
So can you give us any, like, spoilers of why you have candy, or is that off-limits?
I mean, there's a lot off-limits, but, you know, there was, I think it's pretty clear from the episode that he was supposed to meet somebody there, and they didn't show. So the question of who that is yet to be discovered.
I'm so curious.
Was he paying them with candy? Was that a payment or a gift? I don't think that is what was happening.
Okay. But,
I know.
Maybe he just wanted candy, and then he was like, I'm trying to cut down.
Maybe he's like, this doesn't really fit my diet. Yeah. I should leave him out here and just be done with it.
Hey, guys,
we have a fan question from our YouTube chat roll.
Okay.
Felipe Lima wants to know, Cody, what was your favorite scene to film on PLL so far?
Ooh, good question.
I get asked this a lot, and every season I feel like I give a different answer. I think my favorite thus far in season 5 has been the kind of intimate moment with Arya when, you know, we kind of first reveal Mike and the mourning that he has for the loss of Mona.
Mm-hmm.
Any scene that I have with Lucy is just fantastic for me. And
awesome.
We connect so easily, and I feel like we're able to create something so so beautiful on screen. So anything with her, I love.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
And do you think that brother-sister relationship will turn back around for you? Like, right now, there's obviously some turmoil there.
Yeah, but, I mean, we've been down this road before, you know?
Yeah.
Mike's no stranger to the turmoil between his sister and himself. But, you know, I think at the end of the day, their family, they're always going to be there for each other, as they should. And, you know, they'll definitely come back around.
I was certain that you were going to say tonight's scene without your shoes on. Didn't you say when we were watching it that you got to wear your socks?
It was.
I was certain that was going to be it.
Yeah, no, I was pretty stoked about that. They never put me in no shoes. And in that scene, when I was watching the movies, I was able to be in my socks.
And how long does it take you to film a scene like that?
It depends. I mean, you know, we have such an amazing crew, and everybody's, you know, they show up to work. Everyone's focused. Everyone's so easygoing. So it makes the filming process so much easier. Something like that would take us, like, maybe, like, an hour and a half, 2 hours.
Okay,
almost.
Yeah, good. And let's see. So let's jump into this Holbrook storyline now. I feel like this has been a long time coming. We kind of have seen the lurkings of Holbrook, I'll say,
let's talk about Holbrook and not see him. So I'm excited that, like, we finally see him.
Right? I can never keep up with him because a lot of moments I actually really like his character.
Yeah.
And then I'm like, wait, am I supposed to like him or dislike him?
Clear until now. It hasn't.
Okay, so I'm still not clear. Should I dislike him?
Yeah. I'm pretty sure we don't like him.
Pretty sure he's now, we talk about it all the time on the show, that there's like a scale of all these characters are in a gray zone.
Yeah.
But he definitely leans towards the bad side now.
Yeah.
I mean, he had something going on with Allie. And so far, Allie is on the bad side. So, I mean, I'm just
going.
So he's bad by association?
Yeah.
Is that what we're going
with?
I don't think he's necessarily done something bad. I just don't think he's a good guy.
There we go.
Necessarily.
That's it.
No,
I mean, he was hooking up with an underage girl. That's probably
everybody? It seems like everyone was hooking up with Allie.
That's always my question. Like, all these girls have boyfriends that are, like, 8 or 10 years older than them. I'm like, when I was in high school, I was dating high schoolers, not, like, 28-year-olds.
But, I mean, weren't we wishing we were dating somebody older? I mean, come on. Nobody? All right. Just me.
Well,
if I had a teacher that looked like Ezra, maybe.
Right. So amazing, yeah.
So, actually, that brings up a good point. You were talking about that everybody plays older on the show, but that you are actually playing closer to your age.
Yeah.
And is that difficult for you, or do you like playing closer?
I think, it's something that I enjoy. It keeps the reality of the character.
Mm-hmm.
And I like it because, you know, people my age are actually able to relate much better to someone that they see and that they can relate to in that age group. So, like, people going, like, through high school, maybe going through similar situations, there's that relatability there. But yeah, I was the only one that, like, I think besides Sasha, I think we were the youngest on the show. So I think I started the show when I was 14,
oh my goodness,
turning 15. Yeah. I think I had my 15th birthday when we were filming season one. And then, yeah, now I'm 19, about to be 20, so kind of growing up on the show.
Yeah.
That's what we were talking about off camera, exactly. What has that been like? Did you like that process of being on camera growing up, or was it?
Yeah, no, it's been exciting because I've gotten the opportunity to do something wild, which a lot of people don't. I mean, I guess some people do, to grow up with the character. So yeah. Not only am I growing up outside of, you know, the TV world and outside of my career, my profession, but inside that, you know, with a character such as Mike, I'm able to grow up and, you know, perspectives change and everything changes as you get older. So I've been able to experience that, and it's been an exciting process.
That's awesome.
Yeah, we got tweets today once we said that you were going to be on the show that kind of the evolution of Mike has been really interesting, and, like, he's taken, again, these darker twists. Mm-hmm. Is that more satisfying as an actor to get to play that, or has it all been kind of interesting and fun, I guess?
It's all been interesting and fun. I mean, I think for me personally, I don't want to speak for everyone and make generalizations, but for me, I like to play things that make me uncomfortable. Mm-hmm. Like, I'm not a dark, you know, shady guy in real life, so it's kind of fun for me to make that stretch.
Yeah.
I like to take on roles, and I like to take on, you know, characters that kind of frighten me at first, that kind of make me doubt myself and ask myself if I can really do it successfully. So this whole new storyline has got me pumped.
That makes perfect sense to me. I mean, to me, that is, like, what acting is all about, at least from everybody that I've talked to that professionally acts. So, of course, if you want to ask us a question, you should go on and YouTube, iTunes, and you can always rate, comment, let us know what you're thinking. And, of course, we're streaming live tonight, so use the hashtag on Twitter. It's ABTVPLL. I was thinking, I was like, what show am I on for a moment?
We had another question on the YouTube chat.
Oh, perfect.
Once again, Felipe Lima also wants to ask, are you a good liar in real life?
And then that's a great question.
And then
Felipe.
Siberia Winks followed up by saying, how will you know his answer is the truth either way?
That's very true. I can never lie to my mom. My mom always knew I was lying.
That's sweet.
I mean, I try to stay away from it. I've definitely gotten away with far too many white lies.
Mm-hmm.
But I think everyone has. Yeah, I haven't lied about anything serious. Like, when I was younger, for example, I remember I took my brother's tooth fairy money. Like, I saw it on the counter, and I swiped it, and I tried to lie to my mom about it, and she busted me.
I mean, I feel like that one's like, who else would have taken that? Like,
it's like a whole $2 on the bathroom sink, so.
Feels right. All right, so let's talk about this Spencer Talia, Spencer
Johnny.
Johnny and Talia and Emily situation. It's crazy that, like, I feel like this is, like, the start of two new relationships that we haven't had, like, a start to a relationship in a while on the show.
I think that Spencer and Johnny are going to go a little slower because Spencer's still in a relationship, obviously. But I think that I do see something progressing there because, obviously, her and Toby are not doing great.
Agreed. But I actually want them to speed it up. I think it's in reverse. I feel like Talia and Emily are moving quickly and Spencer and Johnny are going to move slow, but I want it to be in reverse.
Oh, yeah.
See, I feel like Talia and Emily haven't really figured out what they are. They're jumping in full force, but they haven't really taken the time to figure out where they stand in a relationship, where Spencer and Johnny feel like a better match to me.
I think with the, if I want to chime in here.
Yeah, of course. always.
With, like, the Talia and Emily thing. I think it's just something so new and profound for them.
Mm-hmm.
And they don't really know what it is between each other, but they just know that, you know, it feels good and they want to see and discover what it could be. So I feel like that is the difference, is Spencer and Johnny kind of know, you know, what this could be and are in a much more secure place than Shay and Talia,
It's
so weird because I want to say their real names. I want to say it's difficult.
It sounds like Talia has never been a lesbian before or never been bi because she said something about not having experience. And so she said, what did she say? I wrote it down.
I think that kiss is otherwise.
Yeah. A cook told her to cook with the confidence of experience. And I was like, wait. So I don't know. From that, I took, oh, like this. she doesn't have experience with women, or maybe at all. But
that's an interesting innuendo.
Yeah, I didn't gather that at all.
Oh.
But I dig it.
I'm digging deep.
I mean, I like that's a good, like,
I took that to mean, like, oh, she didn't really know what she was doing. She was just kind of throwing it out there, like, oh, I might like this girl. And I don't know, maybe I didn't like girls before, but maybe I do. Maybe we'll find out more.
That's very interesting.
Yeah, I think I would actually, which, not that I dislike her character, but I think I would actually like her character more if that was the case. Yeah. It'd be more intriguing to watch her with Emily. But right
because
now,
because we've seen Emily grow into it, and then maybe she can.
Exactly, you know. But I kind of, and I hope that they do slow it down, because I actually enjoyed watching their, like, awkward friendship in some way. Like, knowing that there was something underneath it all, but still trying to take their time with it. Mm-hmm. I liked that.
Mm. Yeah, I agree with
so
you.
So the kiss, I was kind of like, really, guys?
I mean, it did feel like...
you didn't want it to happen, that's right?
No.
Okay, that makes sense.
Yeah. I was pretty sure that was where it was going anyways.
As soon as she jumped in the booth to, like, tell her secrets, you knew that that's where it was heading, for sure. But I agree. I did want it a little slower. I think it was an interesting place to be where you kind of had her possibly having something with Ezra, or, like, there was that possibility there. And then I feel like we all kind of figured out shortly that it was going to be a Talia and Emily situation. But do you think that they'll end up together, or maybe not even end up together, but will it be a long-term relationship?
I don't know. Maybe she's just a rebound.
I don't think so. See, I feel like maybe. I feel like by having them kiss, they set it up for it to be that way. But, like, I feel like the chemistry between them suggests that it should be a longer relationship. That's why I didn't want the kiss. I want them to, you know, feel it out a little bit longer so she's on the show longer. I think they have good chemistry together.
Interesting. I know we have a lot of people who love her other relationships.
Well,
so.
I get that, but
I don't know. I feel like it was so quick. It was like Paige left, and then she was like, "Hey, there's a pastry chef. I want her."
I don't know.
Like that happened.
She needs
really
some
quickly.
Single time.
She does. Yeah. All of those girls need single time. Like, maybe take a break from dating 15 years here.
Yeah, they're all, I mean, it's crazy. They're all in serious relationships. Yeah. Most shows, like, turn out boyfriend after boyfriend. Like, relationships keep changing. Mm-hmm. But they've actually had long, consistent relationships on the show.
I think that's actually a factor of the success of Pretty Liars. Is because we've had these characters and these relationships established for such a long time that we have our fans able to get to know them. And fall in love with them and then support them and you know, kind of watch the characters grow amongst themselves, which I think is so cool. You know, like, we've seen Arya and Ezra go through so much, and it makes them so much stronger, and you know, the fandom behind them is stronger than ever now. Yeah. That's not going to break. Like you said, Arya and Ezra, that's an in-game relationship.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah, I completely agree. You know this. I'm like, all about that relationship. But what do you think about kind of the power of the show that the social media power of the show, I guess, is what I'm talking about. The ability to, like, it's crazy the number of tweets that come in about this show. It's the most tweeted about show on TV. And you have a huge presence as well.
You're like, it's so cool.
Yeah. no, I know. We're badass.
Feeling good about it? Yeah.
Yeah. No, I think it's absolutely incredible. I mean, I could speak for everybody associated with the show. We had no idea that this would, you know, be the outcome. This is what would be the result when we first started season one, even filming the pilot episode. I mean, we've almost created, you know, a millennium. It's crazy. It's crazy that, you know, we have so much influence and that we have all these fans that tune in every single week. Yeah. So much, like, so many dedicated fans. Mm-hmm. You know, and the loyalty there, it's just truly incredible.
Did you have any idea what you were walking into when you were, like, 14, 15 and got this show?
So young
No, not at all. I mean, it was, I had worked, before, you know, various guest stars and, you know, a few projects, but when I first got this show, I had no idea what it could be.
Yeah.
And then, you know, just year after year, I just, like, even now, every time something else happens, I sit there dumbfounded. Like, I really can't believe it. I have no expectations and, you know, I put no cap or no limit on where this show could go. Or the potential that we have, you know, even with all the success that we've already accumulated, I feel like there's really no end.
Yeah.
And how did you get the part on the show? I don't think we talked about that yet.
Well, I mean, it's pretty normal. Just went out for a regular audition. The interesting thing about that is I auditioned here in L.A. and the producers showed, you know, interest, and they were motivated to get me on board. Mm-hmm. But when they shot the pilot, they actually relocated to Vancouver. So they decided, because at that time Mike wasn't, you know, super big on the show, they were going to just hire local in Vancouver for Mike.
Oh, wow.
So they shot the pilot, and when we got picked up, they relocated back to Los Angeles. So when they came back to Los Angeles, they said, well, let's just hire who we wanted back in L.A. rather than planning for relocation. You know, we got picked up for a whole season. We don't want to pay somebody to fly out here. And I think every one of our actors on the show at the time were from L.A. So yeah, they came back here, and they gave me a call, and I went back in and auditioned for them, and it just kind of happened. And they booked me on it and brought me on the Warner Brothers lot, and I kind of refilmed everything in the pilot and just took off from there.
That's awesome.
Yeah. So cool. Yeah. Great story. So jumping back to Spencer and Johnny, I know we talked about it at the kind of beginning of the show that they have this, what do you think is, any predictions? I know we'll get to our true predictions later, but I want to know what you're thinking is going to happen with them. Is this going to be a relationship that continues on? Is she going to jump back to being with Toby? What's happening?
I think that since everything with Toby is kind of falling apart, and there's so much tension there right now, I think that she's going to kind of rely on Johnny, and then it kind of falls into a relationship area. And
so,
then,
like, really just, like, depending on him kind of going to her.
Yeah, I think he's going to, like, be support for her as everything.
I think she's going to cheat.
I kind of think she is, too.
Yeah. I don't think she would do that.
Oh, I think she's going to.
I kind of think she would, too, because I think it's so out of character.
Right, and
her.
I kind of, not that I support cheating, so everybody hold up, but I think it would be nice to see her let loose a little bit, and I think Johnny may kind of push those boundaries with her.
Or maybe, here's, like, a good way for them to do it, is, like, her and Toby could break up, and then she could get with Johnny, like, that night. That would be, that's not cheating, and then that's better.
But is that really, is that so much better? Because then we're doing the exact same thing. She's going from 0 to 60. Like,
I know, that's true. She needs single time, too. I don't know. There's too many men on this show for any of them to get single time. In a good way.
In an amazingly good way, let's all be clear. But another man on the show, Mike, of course, who you...
I like that. Yeah. I like that you're addressing me as a man.
is that something you've waited for mm-hmm. a long time? Okay, yeah. I'm glad I could do that for you. So, Mike, so we see him with the bag of candy. We again, don't know where that's going. But then he also confronts Leslie because she's carrying a book that he knows is Mona's.
Leslie, who was Mona's friend that randomly showed up to visit.
That was really, it took me a while figure out
and
that.
And didn't skip her exams for one of her best friend's funerals.
Right?
I was like, what?
I'll take a like incomplete. Whatever.
Yeah, right?
Yeah, exactly.
Failed the course.
That's so crazy to me. But, so what did we think when he kind of like lost it in the brew?
I know, that's why I kind of think that it's drugs.
Well, is it just somebody that, like, think about it. Like, what if you lost somebody that meant the world
to you? No, I get that. I do get that. But
I feel like that has to be, you know, considered for a lot of his behavior at this point.
Maybe it's like, yeah. Yeah.
Yeah,
you know,
I feel like
you lose somebody that means so much to you, and we're not talking about... I feel like what Mike and Mona had was not your, you know, everyday, just simple boyfriend-girlfriend relationship.
Yeah.
Like, they had something special.
Yeah.
You know, and Mona wasn't really your simple girlfriend.
Exactly.
So.
Like, she understood him for what he was, and, you know, mm-hmm. Mike had his laundry list of problems, and he understood her, and he accepted her, and that was something special, and I think what they both needed in their lives. So for him to lose somebody like that, I can only imagine what's going through his head, you know? Who do I trust now, mm-hmm. and who do I turn to? Who can help me? Like, there's just so much. So, you know, I kind of understand, from my perspective at least, everything that's happening with him, his behavior, and kind of, you know, exploding almost in a way at Leslie for the book. Like, I get it, you know? He's mourning.
Well, does he have secrets, though, that he knows about Mona that no one else is aware
of? I think Mona had her secrets, and mm-hmm. I think that's something she tried to keep out of the relationship. But I think... you know, I think Mike might have, you know, touched those and kind of maybe knows a little more than he should.
So,
and that could potentially lead him into some trouble later down the line, and we're just going to have to kind of stay tuned and find out.
So in
happens.
That scene then with the book, when Leslie's holding the book and Mike kind of freaks out, when you were playing that scene, did you play with that mindset that he knew what was in that book, or did you play with the mindset that it was Mona's and that hurt you?
That's an interesting question. I can only speak for like myself personally of the choice that I made. It was a choice that, you know, I know that that's Mona's book, and you know, I maybe made a memory or two of, you know, maybe Mona and I being together and reading that book and sharing, you know, an experience there. So when I see it in somebody else's hand, so suddenly after she's gone, like, I just feel like that hit a really hard for me as a character. So
got it.
You know, I feel like his actions were definitely justified.
See, I've decided to
also visited Allie in jail. That doesn't sound justified. You know what? Maybe.
I mean, obviously you won't be able to answer this question, but why do you think he's going, or maybe you can, but why do you think he's going to jail to visit?
I have no idea.
No idea?
I have no theories on that. Zero. I can't.
See, I think, okay, so I think Mona and Mike were definitely in love and got each other, and maybe not in love, who knows, but we're in a very serious understanding relationship. Okay. And I don't think that Mike is necessarily involved in everything that's going on, but I do think through his relationship with Mona, he does know some secrets and he's in on some things and maybe sees what's going on with a different perspective and has a relationship with Allie based off of what he does know. And I took it as that Mike knew what was in the book.
Really?
Yes.
Interesting. All I can really say about that is, you know, he is involved in something much bigger than I think he himself realizes.
All right.
And, you know, I think it later down the line could really get him into some trouble.
That's good enough for me.
So are we going to see him, in this path, go on a darker path than we've ever seen before?
Yeah,
kind of the preview gave us a clue to that.
Next week's episode especially, you know, in 519, even 520, you kind of see Mike going down this road that's especially scary, I think, for his sister. But even more so, what makes it scarier is that it's always been his sister concerned about Mike. But now it's branching out to other people. Other people are starting to realize, like, hey, his behavior doesn't add up. And I think everyone being on edge with, you know, with Allison and Mona's death and everything that's happening there, I think now their suspicions are being piqued, all the liars. And, you know, it's really on Arya of like, hey, you need to get your brother in check and we need to know what's happening with Mike.
Yeah.
So does he kind of become on their radar more? Because I feel like for a long time he was like the little brother who, like, obviously had a relationship with Arya, but the other liars weren't as concerned with him. And now it's like
full-fledged. Well, I think definitely now, and even in tonight's episode and future episodes coming up, I think Mike's name is going to be in a lot of people's mouths. You know, there's a lot going on, and a lot of people are going to be keeping their eye on him.
You know, makes me super excited.
I feel like he's probably looking for answers too. That's what everyone's doing, is they're looking for answers. So now that his girlfriend's dead, maybe that's what's pushing him more into this game, because now he wants answers, and no one's really got him.
Yeah.
Well, someone does, but we don't know who that is yet.
That's the big question. Who has all the answers? That's always the question that we go after every week, but we'll have to wait. We'll have to be patient.
That's why I applaud everyone that watches the show.
It's a commitment.
I can't.
Oh, yeah.
I literally just finished, a couple months ago, I finished Breaking Bad, and then I moved on to, I think I'm watching Prison Break right now. Like, I wait till shows are done and over.
Yeah, so and then just binge.
And then just binge.
I was about to say, are you like the binge watcher?
I definitely am.
That's awesome.
I'll watch it like one day out of the week, but that one day I'll watch like 8 episodes.
Incredible. All right. So let's jump into a little more about you, a special segment, as we like to call it here at AfterBuzz, about everything Cody. So let's see.
It's got a nice ring to it.
I know. Everything Cody feels really good, doesn't it? So I want to know more about when you saw that your girlfriend had allegedly died on the show. I guess now we're considering that she actually is dead. At the beginning of this season, we weren't sure. But so she's dead. What was that like for you when you read that in the script?
I was so shocked. I remember it was so unexpected, too, because I didn't get a heads up. I didn't get a, hey, this is what we're planning. I found out, like, at the table read. For the very first time. I was like, oh, my gosh, wow. I was shocked because I didn't see it coming. I feel like it happened so fast. The relationship that Mona and Mike had, you know, it kind of sprung out of nowhere, and then it had its peak, and then it fell off, and then it came right back 100 miles an hour. Then all of a sudden, you know, she's dead, or what we presume to be her being dead. I didn't expect it, and I think that's what is so excellent about our writers on the show, is that they give you the unexpected. they're not predictable at all, and they keep people hooked for that reason.
They're also great at a cliffhanger.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Exactly. I have a big question, though. And you don't have to tell me who, but do you know who A is?
I personally do not.
Okay. Yeah.
No. you're just like, I feel like that would have changed from, we don't care, we don't need to know, to like hounding you for the answer.
Yeah. Well, I wasn't going to ask because it's not like he's going to be like, yeah, sure, it's Aria. Like,
no, I haven't been in that circle of conversation where
I feel like there's a lot of people spilled. That don't know.
Yeah. There's, I mean, that's what keeps our show going.
Yeah.
Well, no, like, in the cast.
Yeah.
Oh, no,
most of the cast doesn't even know. I know that there's a couple, but...
Did you read the books?
I did not.
Did anybody, like, did... Are there a bunch of people did?
Yeah, yeah, a lot of people have read the books.
Because I know that people whisper around in the books who ends up being A, but... Well, I've heard that it's her twin.
Yeah, in the books, I didn't actually read them either. I want to read them now, but I guess she has a twin.
Yes.
And she's... A. Which twin is A.
Which would give light to the whole intro song.
But like, that's not what's happening.
I think that's something also that's very interesting about our show and how we're able to do it so successfully is, like, you know, we have the books behind us.
Yeah.
By Sarah Shepherd, and she's amazing. We have those books, and it's interesting how we're able to kind of weave in and out of that, of going off of what's been established, but yet... You know, having the freedom and the creativity to kind of give birth to our own storyline.
Yeah, because I never read them, but the people who do, it's so interesting because they're like, oh, no, they've gone off course. They've, you know, they're not doing it.
I feel like that has to happen if you're going to adapt, you know, something that's a novel series. If you're going to adapt that to a television show, it can't be predictable. You can't follow the books to a T because what's the thrill in that? Yeah. Everyone knows what's coming.
I was about to say, I think it's a very different experience to do a movie like that because you go to the movie expecting it to exactly be the book, but there would be no reason to tune in every week because you would know who A was. Like, there wouldn't be as exciting to watch, and we wouldn't have all these questions and theories because everyone would know where we were going for 5 years, 5 seasons.
Right.
So, I don't know. I just think that it's a very interesting place now that we're kind of seeing season 5. We've gotten all these theories and ways to go. But I want to know, a lot of characters have kind of left and circled back in, especially Mona, Janelle, who, of course, played your girlfriend. What was your reaction to not getting to work with her as much? I know she's
a sweetheart.
Yeah, and, was it fun working with her?
Yeah, we have great chemistry on set, and we're able to, you know, kind of get together, just knock scenes out all day long. So, you know, I really enjoy working with her. She's funny, and she's really easygoing. She's just extremely easy to work with, you know, so I love being able to get on set and just kind of, you know, at the end of the day, it is work. So I'm glad that I can not only be, you know, professional and do what we're supposed to do, but enjoy ourselves while we're doing it.
And what's your typical day like on the Pretty Little Liars set?
Well, I get there and wait around.
Man, that feels right.
No, it's actually Well, I know a lot of people that get frustrated with that aspect of the industry, but it is what it is. You know, when you're filming, there is a lot of waiting because there's a lot of things that you can't really predict that happen.
Mm-hmm.
But I was doing a film a while ago, four or five years ago, called The Irishman, and I was on set with Christopher Walken. We were shooting in Detroit, and something had happened, but it caused like maybe a 2-3-4 hour delay. So we had all these, you know, big name actors walking around at base camp, and everyone's pissed off and smoking cigarettes. And Christopher Walken's sitting on the steps of his trailer, and he's just chilling. And I was younger. I was like maybe 12, 13 years old. And I walk up to him, and I said, why are you so relaxed? Why are you so calm? And he said one of the coolest things, and I remember it every time I'm on set to this day. He said that, you know, they pay me to wait. I do the acting for free.
That's awesome.
So every time, you know, I always remember that when I can be on set waiting 5-6 hours. Like, that's what I'm there for. And when I'm on set, when the cameras are rolling, like, that's my passion.
That's awesome.
You know, that's where I definitely want to be. So it is what it is. But after the waiting part, you know, it's the typical, the hair, the makeup, the wardrobe.
How long does that take?
Well, thankfully, for me, it's very simple. As long as I show up and I've already shaved, I'm kind of in and out.
Is that the point of contention? The shaving?
Yes. But I mean, if I've done that, it's like 5 minutes. I walk in, they, you know, if I have anything they need to cover up, they cover it up, and and throw some stuff in my hair and do this. They're amazing. I don't want to like write them.
No, I'm sorry.
Hair and makeup department.
And I know it's so nice to be a guy where you can just like.
I know. It is awesome. Yeah. I know the girls have to come in like super early, yeah. And you know they're in there doing their thing, but I can kind of roll in almost late and kind of walk in there and get everything done and be on set. So once that's done, you know, we kind of get on stage, we do our rehearsals, and you know they set the set and make sure the lighting's good. We go in there, we knock it out. So and you know it's pretty easy going, and our crew is awesome. So. It's definitely a stress-free day most of the time.
We have another question from our YouTube chat roll from Bala de Caramello Ole.
Awesome.
Who says, if you lived in the PLL world, what would you do?
I would run.
Would you move?
I feel like everyone should.
Yeah, I feel like that's the way you would want to get out of Rosewood. That's what I always say on the show is that it feels like a thing where at least my parents would be like, okay, like
we're
moving now. It's time to go.
I mean, me personally, if I was in Rosewood, I would talk to someone.
Yeah, right.
Hey, just so you know, this is happening to me. So maybe we should get some help.
I feel like if they were honest about everything with the police, then everything would be fine.
It would. Yeah,
but it's like you can't be honest about with the police when there's so many.
Exactly. In some defense, and I think even Mike's experienced this now, you don't know who to trust.
Yeah.
So, you know, you want to tell somebody, but you're kind of questioning who that may be. Because, you know, you can't trust anyone in Rosewood.
Yeah. I do trust Tanner-ish. I trust her.
Do you?
Really? Yeah.
I feel like,
she's like the only... I feel like she wants the truth, and she's harsh about it, and she's willing to look at everybody, and I know that that's leading her to look at them, but they are involved a little bit, so that's the right place to look a little bit. But, I mean, I don't want her to send any of them to prison, but I think that she is there to get the truth. Like, she's not there to, like, make out with Mike or something. Like the rest of the...
Is that a thing that, like, the whole police department's going to make out with Mike?
Younger people, though.
All right.
I was trying to think of a younger guy for her to get with.
All right. Fair enough. So I wanted to know, going back to Janelle, that did you get a chance to go see her on Dancing with the Stars? Or you've had a couple castmates, actually, who have been on Dancing with the Stars.
I was able to see Brant when he was on there.
Oh, great.
He's been here with us. Unfortunately, while she was on the show, I never actually made it. To one of the live tapings.
Yeah.
But, you know, I know she killed it. And every week, I don't watch the show personally, but because she was on it every week, I kind of tuned in just to see what she was doing.
Would you ever want to do the show? Do you have dancing shoes ready to jump in?
No, I'm terrible at dancing.
Well, they make you good. It's okay.
Yeah, I mean, I think it would be cool because, like, naturally I'm a very competitive person.
Yeah.
I played sports all my life. I'm super athletic. So I think it'd be interesting to do, I feel like I definitely could go in there as, like, the underdog and then make it to the end.
Yeah. I mean, I feel like you would do well on the show just because, like, you seem determined and, like, willing to work for it.
I've always had, like, a natural, like, this knack to pick things up extremely quickly. When I'm trying to learn something new, it comes to me really fast. So I think I think I would be pretty successful in the show. I don't know if it's going to happen anytime soon, but I wouldn't write it off.
Interesting. All right. So are you ready for some quick fire? You girls can totally jump in on this. I just came up with this this afternoon. So your favorite Pretty Little Liars episode to act in? What was your favorite moment or?
I'm really bad with episode names.
Okay. Or just tell me a moment, something that you recall that you really...
You know what's crazy intense? I don't know what season this was in. I think it was season 2, maybe.
Mm-hmm.
I had a scene with Holly Marie Combs. Mm-hmm. I love her to death. Like, we had this fight, and she was, like, trying to pull my laptop away, and, like, I slammed her into a wall or something like that. That was a crazy intense scene, and working with her is so magical, to say the least.
I'm sorry, yeah. And she's so
charmed.
Experienced.
Yeah.
Charmed.
No, she's a vet. She killed it. So that was a lot of fun. A lot of fun.
And do you have a favorite, we kind of talked about this earlier, like, your favorite Mike moment, a moment that stands out to you amongst everything that...
I think my favorite Mike moment is going to happen next week, so you got to stay tuned.
Such a good teaser.
I know, right?
Amazing. And if you could play another character on the show, if you were not Mike, what would you, who would you be?
I'll probably be Caleb.
Oh. Because
I feel like it's like that, he's like that bad boy type, you know, thing going on, the hacker,
yeah.
Smart, cool nerd guy.
Kind of mysterious.
Kind of mysterious, and you don't really know what he's up to. And plus, he gets to date Hannah on the show, so that's pretty cool.
That plays so perfectly into my next question.
What is that?
It's who would be your, I know you're going to hate this question, a dream love interest for Mike on the show?
Well, I think, you know, at one point it was to get with Mona because it was so unexpected. Like, nobody, I don't think anybody could have predicted that happening.
No.
It was so crazy, but I feel like, you know, when Mike and Mona was first introduced, there was a lot of people that were like, oh, no, this is weird, I don't like it. But it kind of grew on a lot of people.
Yeah, it was weird.
Yeah. I like the fact that, you know, it wasn't accepted, but then after, you know, they kind of saw the dynamics of the relationship, people started to be like, yeah, I like this. I could dig it. I think Mike needs to just kind of do his own thing for a little while.
Yeah. Again, the independence.
Maybe everyone else will take his lead and just
chill out.
Yeah, chill for a second. So are you guys ready for some news and gossip?
Yeah.
All right. Let's do news and gossip.
AfterBuzz TV News.
Yes. All right. So Miranda Ray Mayo, I hope I'm saying her name properly, who plays Talia, of course. She did an interview with TV Line talking about what she kind of sees in Talia's future. It's what we were talking about earlier on the show. And she says, so Talia seems a little shady. What's she hiding? And the answer is, just like everyone in Rosewood, Talia definitely has some secrets. And those secrets may affect Emily. All will be revealed in the weeks to come. And that's, again, such a teaser of, and I just feel like that secret box is where that's going to come out. Like, when I watched the episode tonight, mm-hmm. felt like that was where it was going. And about, we always ask is, like, who's involved with all the A-drama? And she says that it's rare that anyone in Rosewood wouldn't be involved somehow. So we haven't seen Talia yet be involved, but I think it's possible, again, in the weeks to come.
Interesting.
Everyone's involved somehow.
I mean, I don't know. I don't want everyone to be shady. I want some.
Like, some people have to be good.
Yeah, right? It's upsetting that everyone can be.
Predictions are just...
I'm actually excited about this part. I want to hear what you guys think.
Yeah. So let's see. And then Keegan Allen, who's an amazing photographer. If you follow him on Instagram, you have seen incredible work from him, art. And he just released, we talked about this a few weeks ago, but he released a new book of his work called Life, Love, and Beauty. And it's really amazing. I actually saw it in the bookstore the other day, and it's an incredible, like, just like coffee table book that I like want in my home. I don't even know what else to say about it. It's so cool. And he's talking about that he wants his art, like using the camera he uses, his art feels buttery. It's a feeling, an emotion that captured rather than a moment captured on the phone. I think it could be crazy, but the difference is the experience. It feels like an extension of your eye. So he's kind of talking about the difference between taking iPhone pictures and using an actual camera. So definitely, if you see his book in stores or you order it.
He's a super talented guy.
Yeah, I mean, it's
very
incredible.
Humble, very nice. You know, Keegan is just... When I first saw the book released, I didn't know what to believe. He's crazy talented, and I skimmed through the book myself, and I think what he's trying to capture is brilliant. I mean, you know, we're in a society nowadays where we're so kind of tunnel vision on this social media thing, and you know, taking a picture and posting it on Instagram, and that's kind of the extent of it all. I think it's beautiful that he is taking photography kind of to, like, that next level.
Yeah.
I think it's so awesome.
I mean, he's going beyond it being a hobby and something that you jump in on and do for 2 seconds to
it's art for him. Definitely art for him, and it's awesome.
Yeah, really cool. And then Lucy Hale on the lighter side. It's always fun to hear about her fashion and she just got a new haircut. So people.com is all over that. And they're talking about that she, of course, is the MAC Cosmetics spokesperson as well. And I love the fact that she's talking about that on the short haircut. I had been thinking about cutting my hair for a little while, and we were finishing up filming Pretty Little Liars for the season, so the timing just seemed right. Once I cut it short the first time, I just kept going. I'm still getting used to styling, though. I've been practicing creating waves with a flat iron recently. And then she's talking about, like, what she can't leave at home. So it's definitely an article to check out on people.com, and she talks about loving, like, regular skinny jeans over little black dresses because she's does all the country music and that's her scene, and she's from Tennessee, so it's just a fun article, and I had to pull it up because I just loved reading it myself. So
I admire her for cutting her hair short.
It's a bold choice. I loved it, though.
I haven't seen it.
Really? Everything looks cute on her, so
it is good. Ready for predictions, guys?
Ready? Yes, I am ready.
Yes, all right.
Oh, my God.
I know everyone's always really shocked by it. So, anyone?
You have some?
Jump
actually,
in.
This isn't mine. This is my roommate's prediction.
Love.
And I love am bringing it because she kind of blew me away with it. And she's like, she's like, my sister watches it, so I, like, watch it with her, but, like, she's not as involved in it as I am. So here's, like, her outside perspective. She's like, I think that Arya is A because she thinks it started with the dad. She thinks it started with their dad. And then, like, their dad had his reasons, which is totally, like...
Well, I'm not sure you guys were on the panel yet, but we have this whole theory about multi-generational, that it all trickles down
and
from...
And then she, like, he, like, passed it off to her for some reason, which, and I've seen things about why Arya could be A, because it all did kind of start for the liars when she came back to town.
Hmm. Interesting. Yeah. Or is that where the
series... Does that mean it gets passed on to me?
Yeah, I guess you'd get it next. Yeah, yeah. If she, like, gives up, or maybe you're, like, involved already. Who knows?
I mean, we don't know. Yeah, maybe that's what's to come.
The Montgomery family is where she was going. And and that makes... I kind of see... Their dad was always a little sketchy to me.
Yeah.
So...
Also, where are their parents ever? It's just... They disappear.
We have known.
Yeah.
That's true.
Yeah. Any theories?
I actually can... I don't want to say completely get behind that, but I've actually thought about that recently, too, because in, like, some interviews with the girls, they talk about it may be one of them, but they don't know. And I feel like if they're going to have it be one of the girls, it would have to be her, because she's the least assuming thus far, so it would have to be her.
Yeah.
But I still don't think it's going that way. I still think it's one of the twins. I mean, I didn't read the books, but whatever, I like that theory.
I've read that they are not doing the twin theory.
Yeah.
I don't know.
I think it'd be fun to watch.
I could see it being Arya. I could also see, for some reason, and this was tweeted at me this week, and I'd never thought about it, Spencer, she's so in control of everything that, she can pull all the strings and make it look like she's been through so much. Because always the argument for Arya is that she has had less interaction with A than the other girls.
But also, Hannah was super sketchy tonight, like, with Holbrook. She was kind of, like, on her own. I don't know. I thought that she was...
She acted like a baller,
yeah,
I thought.
I thought it was awesome that she, like, took care of business. But I don't know. She was... It was like... He seemed to think that she had something to do with it. Did you guys not get that?
No.
Nope.
Oh. I'm, like, way too into this.
I mean, I love it. It's hilarious.
You guys didn't pick up on that?
I got what you mean when you say it. It makes sense to me.
I felt like, because he was like, oh, did Allison tell you to kiss me? And I was like, oh, Hannah's, that did something. She's involved. She's the only one who visited Allie in jail, besides Mike. So.
Yeah,
I'm more so intrigued to find out what his secrets are next week.
Yeah,
because you have to have secrets. There has to be.
Oh, absolutely.
And I just don't
they're,
think
they're good juicy secrets too.
Cannot they're, wait. I no, want you great. Back next week so we can talk about it.
They're great. They're great secrets.
Well, I think that this is probably a good place to end it. Thank you so much for coming in, Cody. I know you've been a little under the weather, and great. No, such
I
a trooper.
I wouldn't miss it. This is an opportunity. It's so great to kind of be here and discuss the show and connect with fans. So. However I'm feeling, I'll definitely always be here.
All right. Well,
shout out to your tissues.
I know. Thank you so much for watching and hanging out with us. You can find AfterBuzz on Twitter at AfterBuzzTV, and you can find me at Stephanie Wenger.
And you can find me on Instagram and Twitter at TheHotShotDude.
And where can we find you, Cody?
Oh, Twitter is at ReallyCody, and Instagram is CodyChristian.
You can find me on Twitter at KristenStrange and on Instagram at KristenAubreyStrange.
All right. See you next week with so many juicy secrets.
Oh, yeah.
From executive producers Maria Menounos, Kevin Undergaro, Phil Svitek, and the entire AfterBuzz TV staff, we would like to thank you for listening to the AfterBuzz TV Network. To watch or listen to other after shows and post comments or questions, be sure to visit AfterBuzzTV.com. I'm Sir Richard Wentworth, and this has been a presentation of AfterBuzz TV.
Buzz you later.
The views expressed herein are those of the host only and do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principals.